subdivision 2021-08, the Knoll Phase 2, final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for Phase 2 of the Knoll subdivision. Phase 2 consists of the creation of 8 single-family lots. Total number of lots in the subdivision to 33. Included in the plan, we improve streets, stormwater management, amenities, a landscape plan, and other site improvements. Phase 1 of the plan was previously approved by the Sussex County Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, March 9th, 2023. Development will be supported with central sewer and water systems with providers of Sussex County and Tidewater Utilities respectively. Property on the east side of Irons Lane, Sussex County Road 348. This is the final subdivision plan, complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 34, map 7.00-63.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Rural District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Chairman, I move a final subdivision and landscape plan for 21-08 Knoll Court Phase 2.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and land plan for subdivision 2021-08, the Knoll Phase 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And is the residences at Rehoboth Bay, Lot 2, Plan 17-43, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the residences with Bay, Lot 2. ID number S-17-3 for the establishment of a proposed two-story, 7,702 square foot plus or minus restaurant deck, a one-story, 500 square foot retail building, 93 parking spaces, and other site improvements to be located within the existing residences at Rehoboth Bay development. Specific amendments from the previous plan in changing the proposed restaurant from one story to two stories and an increase in the gross area of the restaurant from 5,000 square feet to 7,742 square feet total. Property is also currently the site of Creek Marina. Staff note that this patron area remains at 4,000 square feet and unchanged. Lot 1, the property adjacent to and southwest of this proposal, was the subject of a previous proposal for 180 multifamily condominium dwelling units housed within six buildings, a 2,673 square foot recreation center and in-ground pool amenity, 5,000 square foot restaurant, and 500 square feet of retail area. This approval was granted by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, February 14th, 2019. Staff note that the restaurants and retail sale of rental boating, fishing, hunting, diving, and bathing supplies and equipment or clothing and fish bait are permitted use within the Marine District under Section 115-85 of the Sussex County Code. Staff also note that the proposal is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District and therefore is subject to the payment of any related TID fees as outlined in the separate TID agreement with DLDOT and any other requirements as may be imposed by DLDOT based on the proposed use. Staff have been furnished with a copy of the Henlopen TID agreement, which has been recorded by the applicant, and this documentation has been included in the Commission's paperless packet this afternoon. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is M, Marine District. The tax parcel is District 234, map 7.00. Parcel 108.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals and subject to the recorded location of the TID agreement being placed on the plans.
Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. Then I move that we approve the revised final site plan for the residences at Rehoboth Bay, Lot 2, S-17-43, with final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals for the residences at Rehoboth Beach, Lot 2, site plan 17-43. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And let the record show that the chairman abstained from voting. The next item is site plan 23-05, Selbyville Hardy's Self Storage. Final site plan.
This is a final site plan for 159,595 square foot proposed mini storage building, 3,2,500 square foot proposed mini storage buildings, 1,875 square foot proposed mini storage building with 540 square feet of office space and other site improvements. Parcel is 5.712 acres and is located on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. Final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Tax parcel is District 533, map 16.00, parcel 55.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the final site plan for site plan 23-05 Salveyville Hardy Storage, Self Storage.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for site plan S23-05 Salveyville Hardy's Self Storage. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is SMC Rehoboth BB Medical Plan Site Plan 23-54 Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of two three-story 57,801 square foot buildings for medical and office use, a one-story 14,440-foot square foot pharmacy building, and other site improvements. The parcel is 12.439 acres and is located on the east side of Healthy Way. At their meeting of Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, Sussex County Council approved of change of zone number 2015 and was adopted through ordinance number 2957. Staff also note that the proposal is located within the Tenlopen Transportation Improvement District and is therefore subject to the payment of any related TID fees as outlined in the separate TID agreement with DelDOT and any other requirements as may be imposed by DelDOT based on the proposed use. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is I-1, Institutional Zoning District. Tax parcel is District 334, map 12.00, parcel 57.11. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approval to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for SMC Rehoboth BB Medical Plan S23-54 with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary site plan approval for SMC Rehoboth BB Medical Plan Site Plan 23-54 with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 24-06, TPEDESU113 LLC, Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a solar farm and related improvements. Conditional use number 2344 to allow for the use of this site as a solar farm space was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, through ordinance number 2906. Property is located on the east side of East Trap Pond Road, Sussex County Road 62. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 135, map 22.00, parcel 23.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and are still in the process of confirming the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting the final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals and confirmation of the required financial security for the decommissioning and removal of the facility.
And just so the commission knows, that we also have the ability to approve it just as a preliminary, and then it would have to come back to us again for the final if you would prefer to see it again.
Yeah, because remember, I think there was a conversation at some point with these solar ones that you wanted to see them come back as finals just to see how many are actually real and how many are really going through the entire process.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I do have a question on this one, and I'm actually going to have this question for others that are coming up in front of us. They're showing a proposed 7-foot agricultural fence. I'm not quite sure what that even is. I don't know where this one fell because we've seen so many, but I know that we typically require the woven fabric fence.
So the commission could make that approval as a preliminary contingent on that being shown on the final with final by commission.
Okay. Yeah. So, great. Okay, that's my motion then. Mr. Chair, with regards to S2406 TPEDE SU 113 LLC, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with the condition that it has to be the woven fabric fence shown and final to be by Planning and Zoning Commission. Is that right?
That's fine.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to grant a preliminary site plan approval to site plan S2406 TPEDE SU 113 LLC with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-07 TPEDE SU 163 LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a solar farm and related site improvements. Conditional use number 2343 to allow for the use of the site as a solar farm space was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, through ordinance number 2905. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 48. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and still in the process of confirming financial security component of the conditions of approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals and confirmation of the required financial security for decommissioning and removal of the facility.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S-24-07 TPEDE SU 163 LLC with the final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. Also, I would like to add Holly's in there with a woven fence.
Woven fabric.
With a woven fabric fence, yes.
Want the plan to come back to us, though?
Yes.
I think it needs to.
Yeah, that's what I said. So it'll be, yeah. It'll be just yeah, yeah. As a
subject
preliminary.
Staff, yeah.
No, 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 it's not subject to staff. It would
not,
just be,
will not be subject to staff.
Okay. Yeah,
with the
okay.
Condition that there be a woven fabric.
That's
fence.
Fine.
Thank
that's
you.
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll second.
Second? Okay. It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary site plan approval to S24-07 TPEDE SU 163 LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 24-09 Dagsboro Thoroughgoods Road Solar preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related site improvements. Conditional use number 2380 to allow for the use of the site as a solar farm was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 12, 2023, through Ordinance 2969. The property is located on the southeast side of Thoroughgoods Road, Sussex County Road 333, approximately 1,500 feet north of Dagsboro Road, Sussex County Road 334. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and the conditions of approval. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Tax parcel is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 187. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and still in the process of confirming the financial security component of the conditions of approval.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to site plan 2409 Dagsboro Thoroughgood Road Solar, I move we approve the preliminary site plan with the condition that the woven fabric privacy fence is shown on the final site plan, and the final site plan is to be approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
The move and seconded to grant preliminary site plan approval to site plan 24-09 Dagsboro Thoroughgoods Road Solar with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-12 TPEDE SU 94 LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a solar farm and related site improvements. Conditional use number 2347 to allow for the use of the site as a solar farm space was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, through ordinance number 2933. The property is located on the east side of North Old State Road, Sussex County Road 213. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, tax parcel is District 230, map 12, parcel 39. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and still in the process of confirming the financial security component of the conditions of approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S-24-12 TPE DE SU 94 LLC. With the final site plan showing the fabric or woven fabric fence, and then return to planning and zoning on showing that on the final site plan.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to grant preliminary site plan approval to S-24-12 TPE DESU 94 LLC with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is lands of BARLR3 LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 100-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 100-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 3 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 14.801 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the south side of Woodcrest Drive, approximately 0.21 mile east of Beaver Dam Road, Route 23. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 16, Parcel 14.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary and final subdivision plan off a proposed 100-foot easement for lands of BAR LR3 LLC.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval to the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 100-foot easement for lands of BAR LR3 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Our next item is lands of Karen L. Messonides and Barbara Blades, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 12-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 12-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one, parcel A, consists of 0.205 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 0.205 acres plus or minus. The Board of Adjustment approved variances for lot width and lot size at their meeting of Monday, June 26, 2023. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 0.15 mile west of Coastal Highway, Route 1. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 23.20, Parcel 58. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Karen L. Messonides and Barbara Blades, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 12-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
The move and seconded to grant preliminary approval to a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 12-foot easement for lands of Karen L. Messonides and Barbara Blades with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you.